It is Thursday, October 3rd, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by Ozark Natural Foods, Northwest Arkansas's consumer-owned food co-op since 1971, offering local, organic produce and all-natural groceries, bulk foods, health and wellness products, and a full-service deli. Ozark Natural Foods is located in the Evelyn Hills Shopping Center or on the web at ozarknaturalfoods.com.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the University of Arkansas receives the largest federal research grant in school history.
And innovative methods to teaching students history, arts, and science.
But first, more than 55,000 Arkansans eligible for the healthcare private option have notified officials of their intent to enroll. The Arkansas Department of Human Services, which contacted thousands of households in September about the new coverage, will begin sending out letters explaining the enrollment process this week. DHS spokeswoman Amy Webb says reactions have been positive despite initial uncertainty.
We weren't quite sure, you know, what kind of response we would get to just mailing out a single letter to these households. You know, historically, direct mail, you know, doesn't necessarily get the best results, but it was really the best way for us to reach out to these specific people. And so we were very pleased with the number of responses that we received.
Webb says the high numbers reflect a growing need for insurance across Arkansas.
There are people literally in every county in Arkansas who have said they wanted to enroll. So it really is a statewide program, and it really does, you know, appear to be something that'll be good for Arkansans all across the state.
Individuals who have yet to respond to letters received by DHS may do so to start the enrollment process.
Higher than expected income and sales tax collections pushed Arkansas's revenue numbers higher in September. The Department of Finance and Administration said yesterday net available revenue totaled $522 million, which is $28 million above the same month last year. It's also $16 million above forecast. Department economist John Shelnut notes this is expanding the state's budget surplus.
It's at $29.7 million. I think we're going to need that if we have to give some back later in the year due to any economic problems or this issue of the income tax filing season compared to the tax strategy from last year.
Shelnut says revenue was boosted by gains in all major categories of tax collections. Sales tax collections were $9 million above last year, while individual income tax collections were $20 million above last year.
The continuing government shutdown has caused the Arkansas National Guard to halt operations that could mean 10,000 Arkansas Guard members will not be paid. According to thecitywire.com, the officials with the Arkansas Guard announced yesterday October training would be delayed because of funding issues related to the partial federal shutdown. While H.R. 3210, titled the Pay Our Military Act, was signed into law Monday, continues to pay for active duty military, it's unclear whether the legislation applies to National Guard operations. In addition, the 188th Fighter Wing will not hold the unit's 60th anniversary celebration this weekend in Fort Smith, as originally planned. Furthermore, about 1,400 members of the military who are either dual-status federal employees or employees of the Arkansas Military Department were furloughed in the wake of the shutdown.
The Arkansas bank mergers and buyouts continue as Arvest yesterday announced its acquisition of National Banking Corporation. Arvest will buy 100% of National Banking's nearly 99,000 shares, though the purchase price was not named. The sale is expected to close in the fourth quarter. National Banking Corp. is the parent company of North Little Rock-based National Bank of Arkansas, which reportedly holds nearly $187 million in assets.
Today is the 50th anniversary of the dedication of Greer's Ferry Dam in North Arkansas. President John F. Kennedy spoke at the event, and it ended up being one of the final speeches before he was assassinated. He called the dam and projects like it important.
Set aside land for people so that as we get to become a more urban population, we'll still have some place where people can drive and see what their country looks like. And that's why this is an important work. And all those who attack these projects as pork barrel and waste and all the rest should realize the effect of these decisions have had on this state. No state in the Union is growing faster than the state of Arkansas.
Lori Driver with the Army Corps of Engineers says the dam served several purposes.
It was considered a project that brought prosperity to the area, flood risk reduction, hydropower, and it eventually grew into one of the best recreational sites in this region.
Today, former President Bill Clinton is leading the anniversary event from the same podium used by President Kennedy.
You've likely seen license plates adorned with Razorbacks or Trojans or numerous other license plates themed for colleges and universities around Arkansas. One more has been added as a choice. The State Department of Finance and Administration has begun offering a collegiate plate featuring the logo of Northwest Arkansas Community College. Stephen Hines, Director of Communications for the college, says that Jim Hall, Director of Community and Governmental Relations, originally proposed the idea, but that college officials have received interest from others as well.
It's been interesting. We have had a fair amount of response from individuals that are directly involved with the college. By that, I mean some of our faculty, some of our staff, some of our trustees. But we certainly want the general public to be aware that if they choose, they could select to have an NWAC license plate and therefore know that their money is going to support our students by scholarship money.
While they do cost slightly more than the typical Arkansas license plate, $25 from the sale of each plate goes back to the Northwest Arkansas Community College General Scholarship Fund.
The University of Arkansas volleyball team had its first conference loss of the season last night. The Razorbacks fell in four sets at home against Missouri. The team is now 2-1 in SEC play, 9-5 overall. Conference play continues tomorrow with a road match in South Carolina. The next home match takes place Sunday. Arkansas will host Auburn in Barnhill Arena.
Forecast calls for partly cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance of showers in the early evening. Overnight lows of 66 in northwest Arkansas, 70 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, partly sunny with highs from 86 to 90. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Overnight lows from 62 to 64.